Welcome to episode 692 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of 1 Chronicles is a historical account that traces the genealogy of the Israelite people, from Adam to the time of King David. It focuses on the lineage of the 12 tribes of Israel, with special emphasis on the tribe of Judah, and the establishment of the Davidic dynasty. The book highlights the reign of King David, including his military victories, his preparations for building the temple, and his organization of worship and praise in the tabernacle. It also provides genealogical lists of various families and clans within the Israelite community. Overall, 1 Chronicles serves as a reminder of God's faithfulness to his covenant people, and the importance of following his commands and seeking his presence in worship.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways David foreshadows Jesus in the book of 1 Chronicles.
Number 1.
Messianic lineage. The genealogies in 1 Chronicles trace the line of David, pointing to Jesus as the promised Messiah, who would come from the house of David.
Number 2.
David's anointing. In 1 Chronicles 11, after the death of Saul, Israel's first king, and the death of his son, Ishbosheth, David was anointed to be king by the elders at Hebron. This was his third anointing. The first was by Samuel, when David was still a boy. The second was an anointing and recognition by the tribe of Judah, after the death of Saul. Just as David was anointed, so too is Jesus the anointed one, the Messiah, who was anointed by God to fulfill his redemptive plan. The establishment of David's kingdom, with its promise of an eternal dynasty, points to Jesus' everlasting reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Number 3.
David's victories. 1 Chronicles recounts David's defeat of the Philistines, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Arameans. These victories showcased David's military prowess and demonstrated God's favor upon him as the anointed king of Israel. His triumphs over enemies prefigure Jesus' ultimate victory over sin, death, and the powers of darkness through his death and resurrection.
Number 4.
David's heart for worship. Few Bible characters sought God the way that David did. David's passionate individual regard for God, and his establishment of temple worship, foreshadow the centrality of worship in the life of believers, through Jesus, who enables us to worship God, in spirit and truth. David's restoration of Jerusalem, and its significance as the center of worship, prefigure Jesus' restoration and renewal of all things in his kingdom. David's meticulous preparations for the temple, an appropriate and permanent house of worship, prefigure Jesus as the cornerstone of God's spiritual temple, the church. David's collection of vast amounts of gold, silver, and resources for the temple mirrors Jesus' provision and abundance of spiritual blessings for his people. David's exuberant praise and thanksgiving anticipate the worship and adoration that believers offer to Jesus, the object of our worship. David's deep love and commitment to the temple prefigure Jesus' zeal for the Father's house. David's organization of worship, according to the Levitical system, anticipates Jesus' role as the ultimate high priest, who offers himself as a perfect sacrifice. David's desire for a perpetual lamp in the temple prefigures Jesus, as the light of the world, who brings illumination, guidance, and salvation to all who believe.
Number 5.
David's psalmody. Music was important to David, and 1 Chronicles captures many of the ways David went about establishing music as a part of worship. David also appointed men like Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun to lead the people in worship through music and songs. Like David, these men also wrote psalms. Many of the psalms in the book of that name in the Old Testament are attributed to David, who prophesied about the Messiah, including his sufferings, triumphs, and his eternal reign.
Number 6.
David as shepherd. In 1 Chronicles 11, the elders at Hebron say the following to David: "In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel.'" In this biblical passage, the leaders of Israel acknowledge God's affirmation of David's role as a shepherd over his people. They embrace David's shepherding qualities and his humble beginnings tending sheep, and grant him the responsibility to care for and guide the nation of Israel. David's role as a shepherd, in caring for and leading his people, foreshadows Jesus, the good shepherd, who laid down his life for his sheep.
Number 7.
David's humility. David's humility, in recognizing his own shortcomings and his ongoing reliance on God, anticipates Jesus' humble nature and his submission to the will of the Father. David's acknowledgement of God's greatness and his dependence on him foreshadows the humility and submission of Jesus before the Father.
Number 8.
David's desire for unity. David's efforts to unify the tribes of Israel foreshadow Jesus' mission to reconcile all people to God and bring about unity among believers.
Number 9.
The Ark of the Covenant. 1 Chronicles reveals that David held the Ark of the Covenant in high esteem. He recognized its importance as a symbol of God's presence and sought to honor and worship God in a manner befitting his holiness. David's regard for the Ark serves as an example to us, reminding us of the reverence and awe we should have in our approach to God and the worship we offer him. The Ark symbolized God's presence among his people. In a greater sense, Jesus is the ultimate manifestation of God's presence, coming to dwell among humanity. David's love for God's law.
Number 10.
In 1 Chronicles 17, David expresses his desire to build a permanent dwelling place for the Ark of the Covenant, which represents God's presence. This desire is rooted in his love for God and his desire to honor him according to his commands. In 1 Chronicles 15, David gathers the priests, Levites, and people of Israel to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. He organizes the proper procession and follows the specific instructions given in the Law of Moses regarding the handling and transport of the Ark. In 1 Chronicles 16, David appoints Levites to serve in the temple and sets up a regular schedule of worship and praise. He assigns tasks to the Levites according to the regulations of the law, ensuring that the temple services are carried out in accordance with God's commands. In 1 Chronicles 28-29, David addresses his son and successor, Solomon, and the assembly, emphasizing the importance of following the law of the Lord. He encourages Solomon to carefully observe all the commands, statutes, and ordinances of God, emphasizing their role in ensuring prosperity and success. David's devotion to God's law prefigures Jesus' perfect obedience to God's will and his fulfillment of the law. These 10 examples highlight the ways in which David, as a foreshadowing figure, points to Jesus and his redemptive work, his role as king, priest, and savior, and the establishment of his eternal kingdom. David's life and actions serve as a glimpse and anticipation of the person and ministry of Jesus, who fulfills all that David symbolized and more. Father, thank you for the life of David and how he foreshadowed the coming of Christ in the book of 1 Chronicles. Help us to learn from David's example of faith, obedience, and love for your law. May we also follow Christ wholeheartedly, embracing his role as the ultimate King and Savior. Grant us the grace to trust in you, to seek your guidance, and to live according to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.